Humans are different from other mammals in many ways, but scientific evidence shows that one of the greatest distinctions is that the human brain is hardwired to learn through storytelling. Lorraine Rapp and Linda Lowen, hosts of WRVO's health and wellness show Take Care, spoke with writer Lisa Cron, who wrote a book on why people crave and need stories.
Anyone who's taken a class on human evolution knows that opposable thumbs are a big deal. But you say that story was crucial to our evolution. And you've written, opposable thumbs let us hang on. Story told us what to hang on to. What's the supporting science?
The story is what allows us to envision the future and so plan for that thing that we're still the most frightened of, the unexpected. Stories are simulations, is what scientists think. They allow us to experience difficult problems to see what it would be like should we find ourselves in that situation. Like, you know, I see those berries over there and they look delicious and I'm starving. And did I mention it's the Stone Age, so I can't, you know, go home, you know, buy something, take it home and nuke it? But I heard this story about the Neanderthal next door who chowed down on a couple of handfuls and the way they said he was writhing on the ground and foaming at the mouth before he died. So I think I'll forego the berries and make do with a couple of cold beetles and live to see the dawn. In other words, story was so seminal, it was so crucial to our survival that nature found a way to make it pleasurable so we'd pay attention and not eat the red berries. And the big takeaway here is that that great feeling you get when you're lost in a good story, it's not arbitrary, it's not pleasure for pleasure's sake, it's biological, it's chemical, it's a survival mechanism, it's dopamine, it's your brain's way of encouraging you to follow your curiosity so you find out how the story ends and don't eat the red berries and survive.
You cite a study from Creative Research Journal that indicates a powerful story can have a hand in rewriting the reader's brain and help instill empathy. How does that work?
When you get lost in a story, you are actually there. The same areas of your brain light up that would light up if you are doing what that main character is doing. When we look at someone who's, say, different from us, and we go, look at that idiot, man. I would never, if I was in that situation, I would never do that. But when we are in that situation, because we're reading it now, we're feeling what that character would feel like, when you're actually in their skin, you're feeling, you're going, oh, that's very different. That is not at all what I expected. That person might even be more like me. And so literally you're more rewired to put yourself in their shoes, to feel what they're feeling, and to feel how that affects you as a person.
You point out that people would much prefer to read fiction than nonfiction. You're saying that we get this empathy, we get this feeling of relating to the protagonist, and that it can be life-changing. And one of the things that you cite is a novel that really was critical for the success of civil rights in the 1960s.
To Kill a Mockingbird, and it is widely cited as changing the way the nation viewed the inhuman injustice of racism simply by giving them a glimpse of it through the eyes of a six-year-old white girl, Scout. Story or narrative takes those big ideas, abstract concepts, you know, dry facts, and translates them into something very specific that we can experience and so feel, and that's what tells us how we feel about it, what it means to us, and that's what moves us to action.
That's Lisa Cron, author of the book Wired for Story, speaking with Lorraine Rapp and Linda Lowen. More of this interview can be heard on Take Care, WRVO's health and wellness show, Sunday evening at 6:30. Support for this story comes from the Health Foundation for Western and Central New York.